This is Fred T. with the BuffTopSecret.com member podcast. In reply to Skeptic Overlord and Springer's podcast, Two Out of the Three Amigos. For starters, we need to get the preliminary business right off the bat. In the spirit of your podcast, I am drinking W.L. Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. However, given that it's 19 years of age on it, it was distilled in spring 1982, and it was bottled in fall of 2001. I'm drinking mine straight up. I'm not mixing it with Coke. So, anyway, moving beyond that, you know, I know a skeptic was saying that there's nothing beyond that. That's my son in the background, by the way. Nothing beyond the Hudson. You know, from the West Coast point of view, there's really nothing east of the Rockies. In response to Springer and the UFOs, you know, I've never seen one either, and I would go backpacking for weeks at a time in the Sierra mountain range where there's absolutely zero light pollution, and you could pick out satellites as they're tracking across the horizon, and I've never seen anything like that. Draconians, my best memory of Draconians is in the Buck Rogers in the 25th century, the Draconians were the main bad guys, with that really kooky princess, and seemingly inept warriors. You know, if those are the Draconians that are doing battle in our skies, I'm feeling pretty good about our future. What I really wanted to address was the comment about the most cancers are caused by medical x-rays conspiracy that I guess one of the producers or one of the people you guys have been talking with have brought up. Well, you know, it's kind of a quandary over this one because I haven't seen a lot. I did actually, where I was listening to you guys, I did a PubMed search and didn't really see much about it. Now, that, of course, would feed into a conspiracy that the medical community is attempting to cover it up. They did do some digging, however. And, you know, some of this actually came up in the moon hoax conspiracy thread. We were debating the effects of gamma radiation on the astronauts. Most organizations estimate that the maximum exposure of radiation units is about 5,000 millirem in 1 year. And I believe that the cap on that is about 10,000 millirems. Just living in the United States on average, average U.S. citizen is exposed to about 300 to 360 millirems a year just from background radiation. That's just from that. You know, also depends on where you live. High altitude areas, you're going to get a higher exposure than someone living, say, you know, 100, 200 feet below sea level in Death Valley, because there's just physically less, you know, it depends on the soil quantity, it depends on atmospheric, you know, filtering. There's a whole variety of things that can affect just the sheer background radiation. Other than that, the medical aspect, you know, relative exposures, you know, taking a plane trip cross-country is going to give you, you know, 5 to 10 millirem exposures. As far as x-rays, and I found this on a variety of sites, a conventional two-view chest x-ray is going to expose you to about 6 millirems. A lateral lumbar spine x-ray, which probably is of interest to Springer, mentioning his back, is about 70 millirems. If you do a coronary angiogram, that is where they actually inject a radioactive marker into your bloodstream and they map out your coronary arteries, which is actually kind of cool to watch. You just don't want to be the person that's getting the procedure. You can get up to 2,000 millirems with that sucker. It's also interesting to note that those limits that I gave earlier, the 5,000 in a year and 10,000 in a lifetime. Medical stuff is exempt. I'm trying to dig out why, but I guess if you've got to have the stuff done, you've got to have the stuff done. Chest CT. So if you get a CAT scan of your chest, you're looking anywhere from 125 to 160 millirems. Now, tomorrow I will ask one of the technicians at work, because in the old days, and I'm only talking about 5 or 6 years ago, you were looking at most, you were looking at, half an hour, 15 minutes to half an hour, just to scan an entire chest. Now you're talking seconds. So I'm wondering, either they boosted the amount of radiation they're using for these scans, or it's just simply gotten more efficient. A full body scan is going to hit you for about 320 millirems. A lot of them have gone out of business, but there was a couple years ago a surge in popularity of these. You could just go on your own and get a CT scan, and somebody would interpret it for you. That's 320 millirems. It's fairly decent. You're basically sucking up regular background radiation. What they call multi-detector or helical, I can never pronounce that, CT exams. These are much more encompassing than the regular electron beam CT scans, the basic ones. A full body scan, you're looking at 1,300 to 1,800 millirems. That's a pretty significant exposure. Several of us, many of us on ATS are getting a little older, and there's a possibility we're going to be doing colonoscopies. And one of the things that's been becoming all the rage is the virtual colonoscopy, where they use a multi-detection CT scan in lieu of probing. And some of these machines, it's quite, the millirems used are just quite impressive. Detector made by Mercari, the virtual colonoscopy will subject you to 5,000 millirems. That's a pretty hefty dose. And unfortunately, if you're female, it would be 7,800 millirems due to the various, I'll be honest, I don't know why it requires more millirems to get a female one done. So there may be some truth to the X-rays causing some cancers. I find it very difficult to believe, though, that 50% of all cancers are caused by medical X-rays, because they're simply just not that done. CT scans account for, according to this one page I looked at, 15% of all diagnostic imagery and 75% of the radiation exposures. So not that many people are getting scans. It kind of depends. We do see this at work. We see what we, the nurses, deem as unnecessary scans, and I think some of that is fear of liability. However, the bottom line is it was enacted because of insurance companies refusing to reimburse the hospital, but they've given it this nice sheen of, we're going to start tracking radiation and procedural exposure in our patients. So we've seen a pretty significant drop-off of number of these type of procedures done, where in the past it was, we just want to make 100% sure, when, they were already 95% sure. It's a liability aspect. If I put a breathing tube in a patient in a referring hospital, I'm going to get an X-ray, and if that tube isn't perfectly placed, I'm going to move the tube, and then I'm going to get another X-ray to make sure, because, I'm liable for doing that. So, anyway, I hope that answers your question. I'll be very surprised if any of you actually listened this long. I would be happy to... I will do some research and try to get a thread up discussing medical radiation exposure in the medical forum here soon. If you can give me more specifics as to where this gentleman's sources were or what specific concerns he has, I would be happy to try to address them. And if I don't know, I'll definitely make up something that sounds good. This is Fred T. signing off.